Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 30th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the government's decision to exempt members of parliament from paying toll fees.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 7:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Members of Parliament in Zimbabwe and Sapadali Amatoki, Mobas exempt team. Sizato Sankon Nakangela, Epepe Nankona, Jit Paruezi, Mobatina, and our members of Parliament. The Montinas exempt team was not Sinabami Umfit. Mobamina, Lubaba Usansore, Uewake, Lucina Panti, Sigeta Ubanga, Sibinum Sin, Lusasa, Sigapona Ezinara, Uloko Kela, Utamuchi.
Akaitika chichemo chokuti maMPs vakabhadhare mari pamatoke. Takaita kufunga kwakangoita saiko kwavanga uchitaurawo kutoka kuti inyaya yekuti tinoisa mitemo miviri mitatu panyika iyi yekuti uyu mutemo ndiwo unoshandira kune ava vakati, uyu mutemo ndiwo unoshandira kune ava vakati, zvinenge zvisingazotarizi nyika iri kubatana pamwe chete. We find this very disturbing. Because legislators, like all other people who depend on the government, have not been paid as regularly as they would have wanted. So the natural follow-up to this is that every other state employee now will claim that they have to be exempted.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the government's decision to exempt members of parliament from paying toll fees.
MPs have been clamoring for exemption from paying toll fees, arguing that most of the time they'll be performing parliamentary duties.
But Zimbabweans are bitter that the members of parliament have not been pushing the Zimbabwe National Road Authority or ZINARA to account for the millions of dollars that it is collecting in toll fees, yet the roads have remained death traps.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Adi badare mitero iyo ye matoll fees vamwari kuti hongu vanogona havo kudaro kana vachizviti vari kuita basa rehurumende asi vari kuti ko imbo mparamende macho sei vasiri kugara pasi vachitaura nezinara negurukota rinoona nezve kutakurwa kwezvinhu nemamiriro akaita migwagwa iyi vaobert mpofu kuti vataure kuti sei migwagwa isiri kugadzirwa zvakanaka nekuti mazuva apfuura aya vanhu vakafa zvakare mugwagwa wemasvingo nebite bridge vanhu vanosvika iwo gumi nevatanhatu 16 vakafa munjodzi yemotokari handiwo chete vanhu vafa vanhu varogara vachifa mumigwagwa vamwe vachiti migwagwa yacho haisi kugadzirwa zvakanaka nekudaro zinara inofanira kutaura kuti mari dzairi kutora kubva kuvanhu dziri kushandiswa sei dzematoll gates idzodzi nekuti zvinenge zvichisungirwa pamutemo kuti kana matora mari muchiti tichanogadzira migwagwa yoita izvozvo kwaute kuti yoshandiswa zvimwe zvinhu zvisirizvo zvinenge zvahanzi mari idzodzo ndo zvadzinenge dzichashandiswa gates.
Yeah, ubeka kahle ke Blessing Zulu ungqambile namhlanje wathi mtembo sithembayo so namhlanje wena ungublessing ositembayo
oh yeah
ye zulu kandaba ke siyahlangana njalo ke ku-Live Talk lamhlanje ublessing seyichayile sibili indaba yethu yalamhlanje ukuthi sikhangela lokho kuthiwa ngama-toll fees sizwile ke ukuthi abamela idala lepharlamente sokuthiwa abangasabhadali umthelo lowo blessing kodwa abantu bayakhonana bathi kati bona o-MP abasebenzi yini kodwa bona bathi hhaji sisebenza abantu nxa sisebenza abantu akumelanga sibhadale khampani entubeni. So umuntu nje jikelele kumele abhadale amabhasi, amakhumbi, konke lokho kumele ubhadale khona ngani. Siyabona ukuthi ke umthelo lo ukhweziwe phela siyakhumbula sokho amaviki amabili kumbe amathathu ukhweziwe from $1 to $2 nxa ukhangele khona pho ukuthi nxa utshayela imoto nje sihambela kuzobuya amabhasi sebhadala ama $3. So ungazani abantu abaningi bathi kuyabasinda. So ke siyakwazi ukuthi nxa ungakhweza ama toll fees khona mpana ke sukhwezelani nokuthi ke abantu bagade izimoto. So ke kuyahlupha ke khonoko. Sizwe ke ngabo kodwa uzulu ukuthi bathini blessing.
Of course for starters the background to this is also that the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights filed an urgent High Court application challenging the minister and also Zinara after they had said they were going to hike the toll fees by 100%. But unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on which side you are, Gibbs, the High Court said the government was right in actually increasing the fares, like you were reading out there, by in some instances 100%.
That's right.
And of course, the argument by the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights was that the roads are dilapidated, they want the minister to first account, you know, for the money, the millions and millions that have been collected so far, to see if they are being actually used to mend those roads. Of course, the minister was saying that the money is not enough. We want to raise enough money in order to ensure that you know the roads are user friendly, because right now Zimbabwe is some of the most dangerous roads in Africa.
Precisely, you are saying it right, Blessing. And I think we've got our first guest with Mr. Albert Mhlanga, MDCT Luveve legislator and member of the Parliamentary Committee on Transport and Infrastructure. Mr. Mhlanga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. I think, Blessing, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, Mr. Mhlanga, MPs have been successful in lobbying the government to ensure that they do not pay these toll fees. But some Zimbabweans are bitter that are not pushing Zinara to actually ensure that it accounts for the millions of dollars that it is collecting from Zimbabweans. Your response to that?
I wonder why you use the word successfully, but only a few members of parliament actually were lobbying for that they must be exempted. But most of the members of parliament who in the last portfolio committee for transport, we've agreed that everybody must pay. And everybody must pay, only the president and the last ambulance following the president. Because we're saying all over the SADC country, or the SADC protocol requires everybody to pay. And you remember when we lobbied the government to reintroduce these toll gates, they were refusing. You remember the first time they were made, they were closed, they were made. And we successfully lobbed the government. Me and Chebundu were in the forefront to lobby for them when they were saying it was not necessary. But when they learned that there was money on the toll case, we even struggled to lobby them to pay $1 because $1 was also too much. Within the SADC, they are paying with coins. $1 to us was a surprise that Zimbabweans could pay $1. I was shocked to hear that now people are paying $2. I know people are grumbling. They don't want to pay the $2, but I'm shocked to hear a high court agreeing that it is right for them to pay $2, 100% increase. People have never been consulted. No wonder why we say when such very important issues happen, we must do what we talk. We consult the people. We go around the country consulting people. You remember we did the same issue when the left hand were banned and these other vehicles, small vehicles, were banned. We consulted the people of Zimbabwe. They said no, it's not the time to do that. Even the increase for toll case. It was not the time to do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not very happy with some of the MPs who are saying they are happy that they've been exempted to pay toll fees. What about other people who also don't get paid in time? Mm-hmm. You hear other companies, people are not paid 7 months, 9 months. Yes, we are not also paid, but sometimes we are paid within a month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy as a person. I didn't want to be exempted anyway. But I'm not happy with the increase. It's too much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mhlanga. Stay on the line. I think we now have our second guest, human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Zulu. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much, Gibbs.
Mr. Mavinga, I know that you are not going to be happy with what is happening in terms of these lawmakers being exempted from paying toll fees. But at the end of the day, don't you think that it is a prudent move in a way that these people will be doing some national duty?
It is disgraceful. It is rubbish. It's utter nonsense that members of parliament who are supposed to be honorable can waste the parliament's time discussing their own privileges when Zimbabweans are suffering, when people at Chingwizi are suffering, when there are no hospitals and when the roads are in this state. It just shows that our MPs, those who pushed for this thing, do not understand the idea of leadership. They have gone to parliament, they have campaigned and bribed and rigged their way to parliament in order to amass privileges for themselves. And this is shameful. And I can assure you that this is an indicator that this leadership must be deposed and Zimbabweans must surely rise to condemn this cowardly act by members of parliament. It's totally unacceptable what has happened.
Tinotenda wa Mavinga.
Ngangabuya kuwe baba Mhlanga ngesintu njengoba blessing usesazi isintu phela. Anti uyazwela ke umnumzana uMavinga uyakhuluma lapho ukuthi lokho kwenzakalayo kuyayangisa. Lokuthi ke kube labo MP abangakhuluma ngakho bethi kuhle kumbe kuyabajabulisa ukuthi abasabhadali kwampana. Ungathini ngena khonapho sizwa baba.
Ngijalile sibili ngisizwa uChief Whip wabe ekhuluma ukuthi umuntu xa enguChief wakho ekhuluma kodwa abayesengingabafunela ukuthi kanti madoda kutshoni khonokho. Mina lo Sansore siyakomplaina, sayesingakomplaini ukuthi si-exempt. Sayesithi why ku-exempt ama-members of parliament ezanu. Sayesikela ndaba lakho lokuthi kumbe singa-exemptwa. Angikhumbuli kulo MP we-FDC wayefundi siye-exemptwa. Sayesithi kungani ku-exemptwa abezalo kuphela iluhlupho lwethu. Nami ngiyadala sibili ngizwa ngiyangeka kakhulu ukuthi kambe ngingasuka sibili ngibele abantu bephubula ngiye kuthi mina kufanele ngiye-exemptwa i-$2. Ibidola-ke lapho sisakhuluma ngayo ngiyehlule ukuthi ngikhiphe idola engathenga ngayo i-juice card. Hhayi, kumna kuyangiyangisa njengomemba wopharlament ukuzwa obunye umemba wopharlament ikhuluma njalo. Bangangisola ngoba babe batho ukuthi uMhlanga uyahlanya. Asembabuza ukuthi njengana ngihlala sale vutheni lapha esibhedlela wena sowabahlanyana. Why madoda ningangisikhona kuze kuye kubona ukuthi ngiyahlanya yini? Batho sibila amamembe wopharlament bathi hhayi, uMhlanga uyahlanya. Xa uMhlanga yena ufuna ukubhadala, ngabhadale yedwa. Angingatsho mina ukuthi ngibhadale ngedwa. Ngangisitsho ukuthi kasibhadaleni sonke singabantu beZimbabwe ngoba sonke sisebenzisa izimoto. Ikakhulu konokho abakutshiwo amamembe ophalamenti ukuthi babhizi emgwaqweni. Kutho ukuthi lokubulala kwabo umgwaqo kubhizi kakhulu mfowethu.
Yes, so ngicela uyifake nje 1 minute akufake ngesikhiwo khonapho ukuthi wena waresisita kanganani. Phoa ukuthi chatha nje ukwazi ukuthi uMavinga akuthole kahle.
Yes. When I was making actually some queries with the Zinara and the register of vehicles, my query was not about me being exempted or our members being exempted. My query was, why were we exempting one party only when this government is also made a number of MPs like FDC? Only ZANU-PF MPs were exempted on the road. That was my main query. And it's so embarrassing for a member of parliament to be
quarter of a dollar which is equivalent to buying a juice card, a Telson card, or any equivalent card. It's so embarrassing. It is embarrassing to be part of such members of parliament.
Vamavinga, muri kuona sei iyo imwe nyaya iri kutaurwa yekuti pasati panzi vanhu vese vasabhadhariswe mari dziyo idzo nhengo dzeparamende vezanupf chete ndovainzi musabhadhari
izvozvo zvaitova nani kuti vezanupf chete vanzi ngavasabhadhare nekuti zvaizobatsira vanhu kuti vaone mutsauko wekuti vanhu vari vasina shungu nehanya nevanhu vavo ndevapi zvino kana vachinge vakunzi mamp ese zvavakureva kuti vese havana betsero yavanotipa sevanhu vezimbabwe havana punduso iripo chavari kufambira kuparamendi chazviziva manje kuti vari kutsvaga kuti vagare mushe ivo vagare zvakanaka ivo isu vamwe tichidya nhoko dzezvironda ndo dambudziko ratina utungamiri hwedu hune hunyire havafungi vamwe hune humbimbindoga hundingoveni hwekuti ivo ndo vanoda kunzi vasabhadhara matogezi asi ndo vane mari yakawanda ndo vanofamba nemota dziri pamusoro ko vanotambura kusvika rinhiko vasina vamiririri vane zvido zvavanhu pamwoyo pavo.
Aiwa, tinotenda vamavinga. Of course Mr. Mavinga is saying it was better for the MDC MPs to have insisted on not paying, even though their ZANU-PF counterparts were being exempted, so that they could be able to now mount an argument that they indeed are representing the people. Yeah, but if they are all doing the same thing, that becomes a bit problematic.
Yeah, so esintwini sithi zingabe sesizimbila zantabanye, meaning that they're like rabbits on the same rock. So literally speaking, right? Yeah, I think we've got a call.
Indeed. Tina Mkoma Mosel Magadi. Nari achinengeri kunetsa. Mkoma Mosel muripo iri parunari. Nhare yachienengeri kuti netsei asi Gibbs tine vamwe vateereri we have on WhatsApp some listeners who are responding to this. We have Willard Moyo who says this shows the greatest mistake being done by ZANU-PF. What does the grassroots level leaders who are councillors and always moving to towns and other areas going to do? Are councillors not important? This is an interesting point. And then we also have Noah who says, Mpofu ndiwe kudya mari chete, mangoda hatizi kuti akafamba sei, tochidi apa vanhu vari kufa mumigwagwa. He's complaining that the roads are dilapidated. And we also have someone here on WhatsApp, Ntutuko, who says, as a sovereign state, everyone driving along Zimbabwe's roads has to pay at the toll gate. Then we also have another caller who says, the name is Nikhil, who says, of course, we want the MPs to actually pay as we are doing. Who else do you have, Gib, so that we can
Yes, we've got several messages on Facebook, and one of them is from Morgan Dube, who writes, I think they should pay unless on official duty. Then Alphonse Mwani writes, they must all pay. And then Webster Ndovu also writes, they must pay. Toll fees are for every motorist, whether elite or villain. One has to pay so that our roads stay in good state. And then I've got one other message from Emmanuel who says, they must pay on you if ever they are on duty or not. Everyone should pay, including the president. Then Forbes Mandaza writes, sure, they must pay. I think I've got only those at the moment.
We also have Babache Nidza, who says, Parliament, rava business here. Rekuti vanhu vanenge vakuda kuita havo chibanzi. Ticharamba tichiverenga nekuti vanhu vari kunyora. People are still responding. I think you have a caller, Gibbs.
Yes, I've got a caller here. Use Pinga. Kunjani Pinga kona ngalipo baba?
Ya pila baba, Mbukunga.
Ye, Mbukunga kunjani baba?
Angiphilile.
Tongape Pinga.
Ise Pinga ethinde.
Oh, kunjani ethinde?
Hayi kuyagodola nje.
Eh lokho zikhona inhlanzi nje zana ezizibathala la kutwa kuyini ke njana?
Izigwamba zikhona.
Yehe, lokho zimnandi.
Kakhulu.
Awuboni ke kulindiswe. So akusitshele ke baba ungathini ngokuthi ama MPs asabhadali ama toll fees.
Into le yasinda baba because sina sangele ukuthi iParliament isilungisele izinto eziright. Asila mali but sokukhanya bona sobezili seve ukuthi bengabhadali kodwa nesingela mali ke.
So busidini akubatshele sibili balalele siyakwazi ukuthi bavule ama-radio batshele
sithi besikhiphe emadakeni manje lokhu besisixhulise emadakeni sesiyakuthela phakathi ma
owakho khonapho u-MP mbani
baba
owakho u-MP khonapho mbani
uJoe Gabuza
ungamtshelani ngama-toll fees wona la
sezamlanda ke weekend
uzafika usithini akusitshele phela ungafihli baba uzafika umtshele usithi
uzawuthi ningalakuvumelana njani uthi ningabhadali imali encane esingasebenziyo siyibhadale
ye kodwa ubona zani uzaphendula esithini uzathi hayi mina angibhadale ngoba ngimdala kulawo hanje
nokubana phela bona nje soba isivumelwano
ehe so siyakuzwa kakhulu baba khona ngapho ungathini ke nxa ungatshela uhulumende yena ngokwakhe ukuthi elikwenzileyo lokhu kunjani akubatshele phela baba
ngizabatshela ukuthi ngicela bekhangele izisu zabantu ababavotelayo begcine ngezabo izisu yiko ukuthi next time bezuze futhi ama-supporters
ehe
elizwe lethu liqhubeke lisiya phambili
awuboni ke hayi uyayitshaya sibili siyakuzwa sicela uyifake ngesitonga phela pho ukuthi cha nje mbijani
nje sibili muntu uridaske ngoba Joe Gabuza nje monse noma MP muntu uride tobana nikwakamuvotela
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke ubatshelele sibe sizwile baba so ungathina lokhu sasiphenduke phela
olright baba
so he is not a happy man he says these MPs are taking care of their own stomachs you know in the sense that literally they are looking at the better side of life compared to the people who are actually poor he says everyone is poor so why should we exempt MPs otherwise they are getting money you know according to him so but he doesn't get any money and at the end of the day he's suffering so I think we've got another caller umnumzana Dube baba Dube ungatshona njani baba Dube khona ecingweni ubaba Dube ungazani asomthembo sithembayo baba Dube ukhona ya odube nyakwazi bazithembile sibili I think udube lapho ngani
rakaiti mbo veringezviri kutaurwa nevamwe vari kunyora pawhatsapp tina anonzi ndinonzi Judah Muvenga anoti ivo maMP vanotori nani vanowana mbichana kugovernment sei vanyadzisa so Judah is saying you know at least MPs get an allowance the majority of Zimbabweans are suffering they cannot even afford to pay we also have some callers here Gibbs like Moses Mestos Moyo in Pretoria says zvinoreva kuti Zimbabwe haina vatungamiri vechokwadi vanomirira nekuzadzisa zvido zvevanhu imbavha dzose ZANU-PF zvese neMDC mumwe munhingirikira ari kupretoriawo ari kutaura and then mumwe muteereri ari kunyorawo achiti ndo corruption manje iyoyo inoitwa masikati vanhu vese vachiona hanzi kuroya masikati
ukuloya vantu valele so okay I think we've got some more messages on Facebook and one of the messages from Luxon Tingirai who writes I think everybody must pay whether on official duty or not MPs must be good examples so the rest will follow corruption will never end is this exemption only for MPs or it includes their families relatives and companies very big question there then we've got Masimba who writes They must pay double, in fact. Then of what Livingstone Mushopi, who writes, give Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Everyone must pay. We are also paying taxes every day when we are going to work, and we are drained of our monies. And then I think saying so lo mutixo when lap. Yes, lo babu nkosi. Baba nkosi, ungatshona njani? Uconnecting when baba nkosi?
Ngiyenconnecting ngiyakuzwa.
Yeah, I'm chinawo tukathesa usebenzile silokuzwayo. Yeah, utshona njani kona?
Yebo phezu. Hayi kancane, hayi kancane, siyaqhuba mfowethu.
Nantu udaba egudwini.
Yeah, hayi indaba ngilalele gift, ngiyayizwa indaba yakhona. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi khona abantu kumele singabhadala ama-toll gates, we don't mind. But only if imali yakhona isiya kuma-toll gates. Isiya emgwaqweni. Ama-toll gates isiya emgwaqweni. We don't mind to pay. But as long as izasetyenziswa lapho kumele isebenze khona. Uyabona. And enye into engiyibona engani iyaphambaniseka. Uyabona ilokuzini, you cannot be a judge in your own case. You cannot have a government. A government is the one that introduced all these laws and everything. It's all running up in front. Then you wake up in the morning and then you say you are taking the very same government to court. The very court that belongs to the very same government. How can you be a judge in your own case? What do you expect to come up with? You cannot come up with anything because that court still belongs to the very same government that is violating all the human rights. These human rights lawyers, they are wasting their brains, they are wasting their monies, they are wasting all the resources that are around with themselves. Because they will never win any case as long as the government, as long as the judges belong to the very same ZANU-PF.
And now,
they will never win any case.
And now in terms of exemption of these MPs from paying toll gate fees, what can you say about that?
No, they have to pay. They have to pay because it is unfair for somebody to live softly when he's already living softly because the fuel that they are using, they are not paying for it. The houses where they are sleeping when they are on those duties, they are not paying for them. How can they be afraid to spend only a dollar or a pula?
It's
practically impossible.
Yeah.
It's very impossible. They must pay. They must pay. This exemption, if you look at how many of them, at the end of the day, they are traveling more than 10 toll gates in a day, 1%. How much dollar will be spent on that, on them only, not talking of the other expenses, for them only, traveling up and down for the programs that will never even benefit the country at the end of the day?
We have got an MP here, Mr. Nkosi. Can you talk to him about this issue? You know, talk to Mr. Mhlanga and tell him those kind of views. And what do you think about, you know, these people being exempted? Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Mhlanga, I think the best thing is, if I were you, I wouldn't have accepted to pay, to say I mustn't pay, to agree that you won't pay for the toll gate. I would have pushed for all the MPs to pay because there is a lot that you are benefiting. There is a lot that you are given for free. You are sleeping all around the hotels, everywhere for free, with the government or at the government expense. You are only afraid to pay just a dollar. Just a dollar.
Hold on, Mr. Nkosi. Yes, hold on.
Somebody who's selling tomatoes on the street. Which now you are deciding to go and grab that $1 again.
Hold on, hold your fire, Mr. Nkosi. Hold your fire. We're coming back. Yeah, bless you.
And for our radio listeners, we are continuing live with this program. We are streaming live. Just log into www.voazimbabwe.com and click on Live Talk. We'll be back in a bit. This is Blessing Zulu.
And those who can access the internet on your phone, you can just do exactly what Blessing said, www.voazimbabwe.com, and open that website. Then listen to Live Talk. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned, Zimbabwe.